This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
Tired Johnny. A very, very tired
that
Johnny.
That yawn just came upon me. I didn't even plan that.
You didn't plan the yawn?
No.
Weird. Anyway, what's up, man?
Well, for it to come on like that, I didn't plan it.
No?
Nothing. What's going on? Last day of Prime Day.
Yeah. Did you get anything?
I did today.
What'd you get?
Star Trek The Next Generation Complete Series on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How much?
$64.
That's not bad.
Like 49% savings or something.
Very good.
46, something like that.
Cool. Yeah, I was looking
there
at stuff. There wasn't really anything I wanted.
And Targets didn't advertise theirs well enough to even go look at.
Oh,
they were trying to compete with them.
So Target and Walmart and Best Buy all did stuff today. Yeah, well, so
Target's was yesterday and today, and yeah. It was all online. It was nothing in the stores.
Oh, that's stupid. Like,
you want to compete?
Yeah. What's the main difference between Target and Amazon?
I can go to Target.
Exactly.
The only Amazon I can go to is Whole Foods.
Well, there's an Amazon on UC's campus now. There's one of those Amazon stores.
I'm not going to UC's campus. I live like an hour away from UC's campus at this point. So, you know. Sorry it was falling on me a minute ago.
Oh,
that's why I...
No worries. But,
Don't trust the mics. They'll fall into your lap and hurt your voice.
Anywho. All right. So, we are talking Stranger Things Season 3.
How'd you get all like...
I was stretching my shoulder.
Oh, is that like, what that is?
I did.
Thought you got all excited or something like Stranger Things.
I did shoulders at the gym yesterday,
season three.
I'm feeling it. Did you? How long did it take you to go through the season?
I watched it in a day.
Yeah, me too. So
I literally had what it premiered on July 4th, and I didn't have a chance. I wasn't gonna watch one episode in that, so like I didn't have a chance until the Monday after July 4th.
Oh. Oh, so you weren't going to, like, watch one and then have to wait?
I wasn't going to watch one and go, well, you know, or fall asleep.
Then all of a sudden be like, I can't come to work.
Literally, I got up on Monday morning, started at 9 and finished at 5.
Nice.
Took a break, ate some food and that.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I think I just watched it straight through pretty much.
Yeah, I watched it on the 4th of July. And, the only break I took was when I went to see Far From Home.
Oh. I mean, besides bathroom breaks and food breaks, there wasn't much else really going on.
Sure.
So.
Did you enjoy the season?
This probably is my favorite.
This was absolutely my favorite. I mean, we've talked. So this is the third time we've talked about this show now.
Yeah.
And I don't remember
the last two, but.
You what?
I don't remember the last two.
Well, I didn't like the first season, if you recall.
Right, yeah. It took you a while to watch it.
And I blew through
that one, too.
The first season took me probably a week to go through those 8 episodes.
I've watched every season in a day because it's only 8 episodes.
Season 2 was 9
because
it had the X-Men episode in there.
Yeah.
But I like season 2.
I slept through that one, I think. I think I slept through that one.
You slept through the X-Men episode?
Well, it was boring. It was just a boring episode, so.
I liked it because it, like, expanded the universe outside of Hawkins.
We didn't need that, though.
But
if you want to expand the universe outside of Hawkins, there's the Upside Down.
Did you know this was supposed to be an anthology show where it was a different cast every season?
I could see that.
But like, they kind of hit like, gold
like
with all of these
kids. Story.
Yeah.
Is a different story, but the same cast.
Right. But they kind of hit gold with all of these kids.
Yeah, they're very talented kids. I mean, most of them have moved on to bigger and better things.
Oh,
supposedly, Millie Bobby Brown is going to be in the Eternals.
Yeah, I heard that. I saw that.
That's a rumor.
And then Finn Wolfhard. I think Finn Wolfhard's done the most outside of it.
Is he in the new Ghostbusters now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then he was in It, and I'm sure he'll be in It, too.
Yeah, he's in
a flashback.
Too. Yeah.
So
most of the kids from the first It are in flashbacks in the second.
And I don't know. I And you know, I mean, Dustin's been all over the place, like on the media and stuff.
Yeah,
that,
he's just
and,
a likable guy. Yeah.
Well, like what you shared the story at Horror Hound.
Yeah, where everybody else had to cancel because of a
press. Well, I don't think they had to cancel. They just decided
they
to cancel.
They were forced,
yeah,
pretty much to
so,
cancel. And his parents were like, no, he made a commitment.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he probably paid for most of a year of college that day.
He might have.
So
yeah.
If he ever decides to go to college. Yeah. So, but yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, so 8 episodes. They were all I was expecting them to be a little bit longer for some reason.
What were they all about, 50 minutes?
Just under 50, just over 50, and
yeah.
Then the last one was an hour 17.
Was it an hour?
So, yeah.
I felt like an hour and a half, but
yeah, I still stand by what I said during season 1 is that anything that has to do with the kids, I'm watching.
Yeah.
Anything with the adults, that's when I get up and take a bathroom break.
This was probably the best, like, focus on the adults type thing. Because it feels like they loosen them up a little bit.
Maybe that's what, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is supposed to be, what, a year and a half after last season?
Yeah, it's 85, 86.
So Hopper is a little bit more relaxed because he's a dad now.
Well, and he's drunk a lot.
Well, he's always drunk.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's just kind of run through the characters real quick.
Sure.
So like it opens up with Mike and Elle making out, and it seems like they've been hot and heavy at it since the dance.
I guess, yeah.
And then you have Lucas and Max, Mad Max there, which was kind of funny. She seems to have Lucas wrapped around her finger, which was like a really funny just like twist there. You have Will, who was trying desperately hold on to adolescence and D&D.
Childhood, actually. Yeah. Yeah, it's that thing of letting go of childhood and, you know, he had a more traumatic experience than the rest of
them. Oh, definitely. So, and then, you know, Dustin's coming back from science camp.
Yeah.
Been away for a month.
Got a girlfriend.
Maybe. No one believes him.
He didn't say she was from Canada.
No,
she was
just
from Utah.
Well, I think it's when he told them she was Mormon is where he lost them, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that was really funny. What did he say? She's prettier than Phoebe Cates.
Yeah,
and something else.
Prettier
smarter
than Phoebe Cates is what
smarter than someone
because you know what this is 85. It was 85.
85,
86. Back to the Future.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Back to the Future was the big thing in the movie theaters that summer, and. So it was 85, and what, Fast Times, I think, came out in 84.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Phoebe Cates was the hottest thing in the early
80s. Oh, yeah. 80s. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So if you said a girl was hotter than Phoebe Cates, it's like, prove it. Prove it.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But, and then you have Robin and Jonathan working at the local newspaper.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was interesting.
That was a strange one.
And then Steve's life just kind of fell apart there. He's working at Chips Ahoy. Or
Steve?
Not Chips Ahoy.
Scoops Ahoy.
Scoops Ahoy, thank you.
Steve had the best life of all.
Oh, no kidding. But, you know, he was expecting to go to college and play basketball all this, and none of that happened. And then the new character this year was Maya.
Yeah.
Or not Maya, Robin.
Is that her name?
Robin was the character.
Yeah,
the actress. It's Maya Hawke.
Yeah, it's Ethan Hawke
and
Uma
Thurman's daughter.
Kid. Yeah,
she looks exactly like her mom.
I just kept going, man. Have I seen her in something before? And I looked her up, and I'm like, nope, I've never seen her.
Watched the Little Women thing with her because, she did like a Little Women miniseries.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. So, I mean, but she was younger. I mean, but so like I had remembered the name because we knew then, but. Yeah, she was probably my favorite like character this season. She was hilarious and awesome.
Yeah. It's fun to have new people show up.
And new people who add something to the story.
Yeah.
So she's like the anti-Barb.
When did Carrie Elwes become Humperdinck?
I don't know.
Like he plays bad guys now. And it's like, when did you become Humperdinck?
No, no.
Like, damn. You know?
No, you've met him, right?
No. No, I've never met him.
Okay, I thought you had.
I've met Humperdinck. I met Chris Sarandon.
Yeah.
Twice. The first time he had the flu and wasn't feeling too well. And the second time he was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I've met... Who else have I met from... I don't think I've met anybody else from Princess Bride.
No?
Not that I can think of. Yeah, I don't think I met anybody else from Princess Bride.
Cool.
No, I did. The first time I met Chris Sarandon, I did get a Humperdinck autograph. And then the second time I got Jerry Dandridge from Fright Night.
Oh, nice.
And that was literally a Fright Night reunion. So the entire cast, cool, minus Rodney McDowell, rest in peace, were there. So everybody was there.
That's cool.
And
that
was fun because, you know, Amanda Bierce hadn't done many conventions up until that point. So she was there and she was really awesome.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So, okay, then you have Hopper and Joyce who are... Joyce is trying to subvert Hopper's flirting.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I don't think he was, like, overly aggressive, but he was definitely, like, laying it on thick.
Yeah. Watching too much Magnum.
Yeah, he was. So, and she's still grieving Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. The little Sean Astin cameo.
That was nice, though, that they did that. Like, I think if she would have gone back and, like, just been okay with it, it would have been really weird and, like, it would have... Like, it would have made her early season motivations not make sense.
I like that Starcourt Mall was shutting the town down pretty much. And I was like, okay, this is what really happens. Mm-hmm. So, and then it gets crazy from there.
Nice little bit of commentary there. So there's Hopper. And then we have the newspaper guys. Oh, we forgot. No, hold on. Like, before we get there, we have Billy.
Billy. What's his name?
Dacre, I don't remember his last name. Yeah, so, Montgomery, but he was that's right, Montgomery.
Yeah,
he was the Red Ranger from the Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
You didn't?
No, I've seen that movie once, and I never really put the two together.
So we talked about this last time. We talked about Stranger Things. You just seem to have forgotten.
Yeah, I never I think it's because the hair throws me.
The
off.
Hair and the weird facial hair.
Yeah.
So, you know, though, he did look like every '80s villain from every. John Cusack movie.
TV shows and that.
So the hair and the wispy mustache.
The drug dealer on Growing Pains.
Yeah.
The drug dealer on Different Strokes.
Yep.
The drug dealer on Who's Family Ties.
Wasn't that Nick?
Nick.
Justine Bateman's
boyfriend. No.
No, he was an artist.
The guy
right?
with a heart of gold.
Yeah, I know. He's
Scott
the,
Valentine. Wasn't that actor's name? Yeah.
The poor man's Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Or the homeless man, Sylvester Stallone. But
yes.
So you've got then all these Russian people who were introduced, which was crazy.
Yeah, that was just
Alexei. Alexei was a great character.
Something I guess that they were just, because it had to go there eventually.
So I guess technically it didn't open with Mike and Elle make it out. It opened up with the Russians
trying to open
the upside down and what we thought was Russia.
It was Russia.
No, that was, they were.
Well, he comes out.
At the beginning, they were in Russia?
They were in Russia.
Okay.
And I guess somebody decided that, hey, we got to, because it was around the same time as the second season.
Right.
And so Starcourt Mall hadn't been built yet. And the Russians financed Starcourt Mall pretty much is the way they made it sound.
That was such a cool scene with the guys melting and shit. And
oh, yeah.
All that.
The effects, because they had more to do with effects this year. It wasn't just all upside down and Elle's nose bleeding and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, we got plenty of Elle's nose bleeding.
Yeah, we
don't
got the
nose
bleed,
but
there was more crazy stuff for them to do with the effects than, they had done in previous years, I feel like.
Yeah.
So,
well, the whole mind flare and its minions and
that was crazy.
Exploding people.
Because it wasn't Mind Flayer from the Upside Down. It was Mind Flayer from
here.
Yeah.
It was the one that had Will had been the host for.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Will's. That was the one thing I was hoping is at some point Will was just going to go total Frodo taking the ring and just be like, yeah, I'm the bad guy. I'm the guy running the show.
Oh, you think having Will as the villain?
Will would have been the villain the whole time and nobody would have known it. And then just the twist of him, I've been the bad guy the whole time.
That's a Shyamalan-esque twist there.
Yeah, right.
What a twist.
Yeah, but I was just man, at some point I was thinking, man, are they going to do that? I'm it would be fun if they did it, but I'm totally would be coming. I see that coming.
Yeah, that'd have been fun, though. You're right. I don't know. Having Billy as the bad guy made sense.
Billy as the bad guy was just cool because he's kind of a scuzzball.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, but then like he becomes the, you know, sympathetic scuzzball.
At the very, very end, yeah.
Yeah. Which I like that they did that. Because
yeah, that
like
was nice.
Explaining why he is
act
the way
he did.
Yeah, the way he had become. And that was just because of that.
And then him and Mrs. Wheeler.
That was weird. So, I finally realized what I had seen her in, like, you know,
what?
Because I'm like, she's been familiar forever. And like, you know, you know, she's shown up as
Chatterbait
guest stars. No, no. She's a guest star on stuff and that. But
yeah.
Like, she was on the Dead Zone for multiple episodes.
Oh, okay.
As a sheriff.
Oh,
she's the sheriff that took over for what's his name?
Yeah.
When he died. Yeah. Spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was the sheriff that took over for him.
I never bothered
sure.
to look her
yeah.
up. So,
yeah, I was like
that's,
looking her up because
yeah.
I'm like, you know what? And then
yeah.
I was like,
it was
oh,
what
yeah.
Nicole Du Bois husband. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
So, wow. That was a decent show.
Ezri Dax.
That show kind of fell apart.
The last season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Sean Leonard. What's his name? No, not Sean.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yeah, Sean Patrick family, Flannery showed up.
Oh,
that's
he had
when
been
that
there
show,
for a few seasons.
But when he like showed up like full time, you know,
I guess yeah.
that's when it was like, oh, this isn't fun anymore.
Well, they were just finishing out
yeah.
what had to be finished, pretty much.
But, yeah, that was fun.
That show ran for 5 years.
So the ladies at the pool,
the
with
ladies
Billy
at the pool, just like
was
Billy.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So, you know, having worked at a pool. And there was like a really good looking dude who worked there. There were definitely moms who wanted to bone Justin.
Well, sure, yeah.
And that was always funny.
I think that happens, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty normally.
Oh, yeah. That's just a thing that happens at the, it's the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think who else was there. There was the newspaper guys, Jake Busey.
Jake Busey is a bad guy.
Who was,
fun.
Who was just a piece of crap.
Oh, right, yeah.
Nancy Drew.
Yeah, kept calling her Nancy.
Could he have been more condescending?
Well, it's just a show of how the 80s were.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You know, it was funny,
I say that
too.
Tongue-in-cheek because it's like they took it a little over the top, but yeah.
So somebody online was complaining about all the smoking in the show.
It was the 80s.
And it's like, it was the 80s. Everyone smoked, apparently.
Not everyone, but smoking was a big thing.
Yeah, lots of people smoked. I mean, you could smoke on planes into the 80s.
Smoke on planes into the 90s.
Was it? Did it go that long?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We only became more civilized after the 21st century. I mean, you know, that's when man became more civilized and more self-aware and that type of thing.
Yeah.
You know. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
So we're worth it now is what you're saying.
No, we're not worth it. I'd still snap my fingers.
No kidding. Let's see what else has happened there at the beginning. Yeah, just the whole setup there. What about Murray Bauman?
Murray was nice to see back.
It was nice to have Murray back. I like Murray a lot. I like Brett Gelman, that actor.
Yeah.
So he's been in a bunch of stuff. He's in season 2 of Fleabag. He was really good. Looks almost exactly the same. Like he must have gone right from Fleabag to Stranger Things.
Probably.
But yeah, I don't know. This is I like the way this show is growing.
Yeah.
You know, I think it adds a little bit every year.
I think the kids have gotten better.
And they lucked out with these kids being good actors.
Yeah. I mean, the first season, they were decent kid actors. But, you know, as they're getting older, it's like they're catching on more to what they need to play. How they need to play it.
Would you compare it to, like, Harry Potter with those kids?
Maybe, yeah.
Like, a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. Like, just the maturity, them maturing in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you have a favorite character?
No.
No?
Not really.
Do you have a favorite couple?
No.
No?
Nope, I just enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fun show.
It's really well written and well thought out, which this season especially.
Yeah.
Because I think season 2, because it was going to be an anthology, and then they kind of change their mind to go to stay with this cast
and just go with the story of the Mind Flayers. Yeah.
So, I mean, so the Mind Flayer that we saw was that shadow creature Will saw, though, in the Upside Down.
Yeah.
Like, just a smaller version of it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it did get big, but.
Yeah. It had to, you know, subjugate and take over people, which was cool.
That was really cool. It was the whole, like, body snatcher.
Like I said, the effects in this were great. It wasn't even, like, really a body snatcher. It was more of a viral infection.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally, like, attached a suction cup to their face and put himself inside of them.
Right.
And that. So.
But the whole body snatcher thing, as far as, like, he kept them, like, kind of going in their day-to-day lives for as long as they needed. They as were, long as they were useful.
They were programmed. So that's literally, like, more tying to the whole thing of, you know, spy things in the 80s and spy movies and that and Russians and that. They were like sleeper cells.
Yeah.
They literally had become a sleeper cell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were programmed just to keep doing what they were doing until they were needed.
I think it's funny, too. Like, you bring up the Russian thing. Is there was that whole Russian cell there at the Starcourt Mall.
Yeah.
And at no time did they ever, like, think about what was happening outside of their bunker. Right?
Yeah, well.
Like, I mean, they had no clue what was happening.
No, they were just on a mission to open up the gate.
And little did they know it had been opened and closed. Well, and
I mean, they knew that's the reason why they were there is because they knew what the American government had done and they kept trying to do it in Russian. It wasn't working because something special about the Hawkins area so they just rebuilt the entire base underneath Starcourt.
Yep.
And were just trying to do it and, you know, burning out the power in the town and everything else.
What about Lucas's sister? She was pretty funny.
She was fun. And it's like, that was fun to see her actually get more to do than just, you know, pretty much calling Lucas an asshole.
Yeah.
The entire episode.
I like when she's like, I'm not a nerd. And then, you know, Dustin uses a logic bomb on her and she's like, oh crap, I'm a nerd.
Yeah. Well, you know, people think they're not nerds and then they realize, oh, wait,
I am a nerd.
I like that stuff.
Yeah. Does that make me a nerd? Yes. Yeah, I don't know. The eight episodes flowed so well together.
Yeah.
That it did feel like one long.
Yeah, it felt like a movie.
Eight-ish hour movie.
It felt like a movie because they didn't have that X-Men.
Yeah, it was
break in there.
It was pretty cinematic as well with a lot of the stuff that they did. Like that last action set piece in the mall was good. The whole time that Steve and Robin were in the bunker with Dustin and Lucas's sister. That was very cinematic.
Murray Bauman's number yet?
What? No.
You should.
Why?
It says you can indeed call Murray Bauman's revealed phone number. It's a real number that leads to a very real fake answering machine message where the character yells at you for calling.
That's funny.
That would be kind of funny.
Call it.
I'm not calling it. Then they'll know where I am.
Oh, they already know where you are. You have a phone.
They don't know where I am.
Would you
the argument of the new Coke versus old Coke?
Yeah,
fun.
That was funny. The all the ice cream flavors were pretty funny.
That ice cream, God, that was just crazy because it's like, you know, the one thing in the mall that didn't stand out was the ice cream place,
right?
Where the hero of Hawkins worked,
but nobody knows he's the hero.
Hey, you know,
so they just know he has great hair. And it's covered up by that ridiculous sailor cap.
Yeah, well, that thing was crazy.
That was the travesty right there.
Yeah.
That was the scariest part, him in the hat.
The trivia is weird on this.
Oh, what are you looking up?
Just like the different trivia for the episodes.
Yeah.
The death of Billy marks the third season in a row where a character whose name begins with a B is killed. Following Barb in season one and Bob in season two.
Interesting.
Nice. What did you think of the battle? The Starcourt battle? That was probably the best, like, thing I think in the whole episode.
So, like, starting, like, the Starcourt battle, like, even back in episode where they're fighting the Russians and she throws the car at them.
Yeah.
Like, and Billy's outside in the Trans Am, like revving the engine, not letting anyone get in the station wagon.
That was like a total like Dawn of the Dead.
It really
moment.
Was.
Yeah.
So all of that I really liked. And then when the Mind Flayer showed up,
yeah,
and came through the ceiling, and then they're shooting the fireworks at him.
Well, that the chase down the road.
Oh yeah, all
was,
of that
like,
was
crazy
cool.
Because it's like the effects, like I said, going back to the effects of this thing looked like really real with him running between the mm-hmm. trees down the road and that being them chasing him. You know, at the point of the end of the episode, it's like everybody's where they need to be and we get an awesome rendition of Neverending Story.
That was one of the funnier things. And okay, so were you sitting there and like laughing but getting kind of annoyed at the same time?
I wasn't. No. I was, in a way, I explained it to Elva's never watched Stranger Things.
Okay.
But I explained it to her because I played that song for her and I thought it was funny. I said, this show's a very heavy show. You know, it's got moments of levity in that.
Yeah.
I said, but this is like the craziest, funniest thing they've ever done in one episode.
So describe who was singing that, though, like why it was funny.
It was Susie and
so Dustin's girlfriend. Dustin, yeah. Susie was real. What did she call him? Dust Bunny. And she was
something
Susie
like that,
Q.
Yeah.
And well, it was funny because she's like, I'm not going to tell you until you say it or until you do it.
Yeah, they needed the code for
the door,
the safe where the keys were to shut or turn on the machine and blow it up pretty much. And Murray got it wrong. So Dustin's like, I know somebody who can do this, and finally gets hold of her.
Right.
Now, be it that the show is on one day, but in the show, it was 2-3 days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he tried to get hold of her the first day that he got back, which would have been probably July 1st, and couldn't get hold of her.
Right.
And by July 4th, he finally gets hold of her, and she's in her bedroom just chilling,
and she's like, where have you been?
Yeah, it's
like I've been trying to, like, I thought you were gonna
contact
me.
Translating Russian code.
I've been in a secret Russian bunker,
which that was fun, but
that was,
like, you
that
know,
was
that
really
was just
fun.
That was a lot of smoke and mirror effect, which I thought was cool because they made that hallway look so long.
Oh, it looked like
wow,
it ran like completely to Russia.
Well, they explain how long it is.
It was like 30 miles or
something.
Like
they had walked most of it and all that stuff. But I was like, you know, that moment of levity was like a nice breather, even though it was in the last episode.
But it helped.
Because this series is not a very light series anyways. And like with Mutant Mind Flayer, mm-hmm. it was like grosser than it had been.
Oh, because of the way the blob aspect of it.
Yeah.
And like the fact that you saw like the blood and viscera and bones inside of the blob.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I liked when it went through the chain and it left the leg behind when it went through the fence or whatever that one time. That was funny.
But yeah, like literally like the people congealing and, you know, becoming part of it.
So watching them walk up to it in that factory or warehouse basement.
Yeah, factory.
Like watching them as they just
collapsed,
plopped down essentially. One, that sound is disgusting. Just the
it was the gross proof, like I said, that he was just holding them together as long as he needed them to hold together. And then finally it was like, you know what, I need you all now. You know, the sleeper cell was
come back to me, my children. Yeah. I need you to be at full strength.
But I mean, on a whole, it's like, this is a very dark series. So for a levity moment like that, it was like, you know, really fun.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, Dustin is one of the more fun characters. And that, but, you know, it still goes dark and things happen and people die.
The funny thing is I don't think anything they did was gratuitous.
No, they were...
They didn't do any of it for gratuity.
The Duffer
sake.
Brothers are a fan of 80s movies, 80s horror, 80s sci-fi. I mean, you can just tell that by what they put on the screen. And it's like 80s sci-fi is not like 80s horror is not all in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Friday the 13th movies and that are not totally in your face. It's like you see after effects sometimes, or you just see like, I mean, like the blob. there's the guy or the girl who gets trapped in the phone booth. You don't see what happens to her. You just see the blob coming into right. the phone booth.
It's
you
that know whole what's happening. It's that whole Hitchcockian thing.
Yeah,
where
you know what's going to happen your mind to her, but it's like
shows it worse.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but. You see the boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's the only one you see where you know that he got attacked.
Yep.
And then they show the after effects of what happened to him. So, but I mean, like most 80s sci-fi and that was not like hammer you over the head with horror, right. like with horrible things and that. So, well, and I think that was more of a 90s thing and early yeah. 2000s.
Oh, the gratuitous torture porn.
Gratuitous torture porn was
that was what Hostel. Like, Hostel was Eli you know, Roth is to blame for
when
that.
When CG became a giant thing, it's yeah. like, you know, they had to like. Do as much CG as they
I
could.
I think it's when CG became affordable.
Yeah.
You know, when, yeah, it, when it was...
That's why you had, like, Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones being, like, mostly just shot on a blue mm-hmm. stage. And it's like, they're kind of going back to, you know, real effects and, you know, using the CG where the CG is needed.
Right.
Not hammering you over the head with torture porn and right. horror movies and that. I mean... You know, the best horror movies in the last few years have been stuff like The Conjuring
yep.
and Insidious and stuff like that, where it's not as
Annabelle,
much gore.
That stuff.
You know, I don't need a lot of gore in my horror.
Like, so, like, if you
there
look
are,
at...
There are movies that are meant to be gory, and there are movies that are not meant to be gory, and it's like, not every movie's going to be gory anymore.
So you look at, like, the first Saw, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't really gory.
No, that's
and it
just
didn't
a
really
psychological
show anything,
horror
right?
movie.
But then you fast forward to Saw 3...
Yeah,
and it's like all gore, and like yeah. it was like, wow, you guys really went away from what made the first movie so
right.
good and special.
And I think like so. this show stuck with like, you know, use the horror where you have to use the horror at, and that in the darkness where you have to use the darkness. And like I said, this has probably been the goriest season so far. And that,
which is funny because like at the end is really not.
It wasn't like
super gory.
Super
I mean, when it comes to like, because this is definitely in the horror genre.
Yeah, I was like, when it gets to the end and, you know, they're fighting Mind Flayer, and I thought in my head, I was like, when he blows apart, because you knew it was going to happen.
Right.
Are these people going to like come out of this
oh,
thing
reanimate
or
whatever
like,
or
you know, like,
reconstitute
yeah exactly like are they gonna be like you know you're just gonna see like him explode in body like,
cause I mean he killed
people,
a good chunk of the town
15 people
was it 15 did you
15,
count
it was at least 15 people because when they do the news report at the end of the episode they yeah. say at least 15 people died in the explosion of the mall
okay
and I'm like yeah
that's, well that's just the mall though with all the Russians and stuff because he
well no
he
they
absorbed
don't even
them
about
at the
Russians
yeah
the Russians that part of the story wasn't even reported on the news they because then they would have looked like the government would have looked like idiots and that so the news report was just about you know the sad story of the 15 people that were in the mall and
yeah.
you know,
I really wish Paul
exploded.
Reiser would have showed up a little bit sooner though
yeah
I like Paul Reiser so
yeah
okay so the end.
It's going to be funny when they get to like, you know, 87 and they talk about aliens and that guy that kind of looked like the guy that, yeah.
So, or what, they get post 86 and they talk about the guy who looked like the mayor in yeah. Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But like Paul Reiser played a slimy, mm-hmm. you know, government guy
oh, yeah.
in Aliens.
He was the corporate guy.
Yeah, corporate right. alien. Yeah, in Aliens, he was the slimy corporate government type guy. And that, and you know, now he plays kind of a good guy,
mm-hmm. a good slimy government guy.
Yeah, well,
yeah. So they get everything going. They get the numbers to Joyce and Hopper.
Yeah.
They unlock it, and the Russian Terminator, who we've yet to talk about, showed up.
The Russian Terminator.
All right. If this dude isn't in the next John Wick movie.
Is there going to be another John Wick?
Yeah, there's
movie?
A fourth one. Oh, did you not geez. See the third one yet? Have you see seen any of them?
I've seen one and two.
Okay. I don't know if you watched those.
I don't rush to the theater to see John Wick movies. I can watch them at home and still enjoy them.
Actually, three was the first one I saw in the theater.
Oh, well, see. So,
but I'm glad I saw it in the theater. It was awesome. Yeah, are you looking up the Russian Terminator?
I forget what he was in something else, too. He's been in a lot of things.
But, I mean, he was awesome. Just for the simple fact of, you know, the unstoppable force that was him.
Yeah.
I thought he died in the at the fair.
Yeah.
In the funhouse. Like, I thought Hopper maybe killed him there at one point.
Was he Grigori? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Grigori.
And then here he comes. He shows up. Man, he had Hopper's number. He beat the crap out of Hopper.
Well, Hopper was easy to beat the crap out of.
I like how Hopper thinks he's, like, super tough, though.
He thinks he's Magnum P.I.
So, well, with the shirt and everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was just funny. The shirt was funny, but, like, what else has he been in?
What did he say? It's cutting edge fashion.
Cutting edge
fashion.
That
was funny. That was really funny.
He was in Triple X 3.
Oh, all right. Who was he in that?
Red Eric.
Okay.
I've never seen that, so I don't know.
That's the Return to Xander Cage one?
Warehouse 13. He was in an episode of Warehouse 13.
Awesome.
If this is the same guy, I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. Yep, that's him. He's in that show with J.K. Simmons on Starz called Counterpart.
Oh, okay.
And on there, he plays Carl. Because why wouldn't he play Carl?
Why wouldn't
Carl?
He play Carl? With K. Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
Transported the series. Was Transported the series
I
a
feel
thing?
Like, are we really entertaining people by saying he was the armed fighter in Falling Skies?
Probably not. Was he in Falling Skies?
He was the armed fighter.
Okay.
He had an arm, and he fought with it.
He had multiple arms. That's how he fought. He had six.
He's not been in a lot.
No. He was great. I loved that character just for the simple, like, nonstopness of him.
Yeah,
like when he was chasing them through the woods. Yeah, he kind of, and he had that Schwarzenegger look to him.
Yeah.
Like just kind of a thinner Schwarzenegger, like a leaner Schwarzenegger. But like the jaw and like kind of his hairline,
yeah, he
and his
had
face.
The Russian red heat.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Just less flat top, more styled hair.
Yeah.
What Red Heat was on? It's on one of the streaming services now, and
I almost
watched it the
you know,
other
that's,
day.
That's what he is. He's, you know, Schwarzenegger in Red Heat.
When Barb throws the gun and he catches it, or not Barb, when Joyce throws the gun and he catches it, that was funny.
So say, did Barb come back?
No.
Did I miss it?
Thank goodness.
Maybe
no.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Stupid Barb.
Wow. That's like kind of cold.
RFE.
RFE.
Rest forever.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, so we have this whole big climax thing, right? And Joyce and Hopper are trying to get in. They get the code. They get in. They get the keys. And, of course, Terminator shows up. And Hopper ends up
literally
having
the music
to,
comes on.
Yeah. Hopper has to go fight him.
Well, yeah. Well, Hopper's already in there, and the Terminator guy just shows up. Grigori shows up, and like literally, like you're like, oh, these guys ain't gonna make it out of there.
No, and neither one of them do, or do they?
They don't.
Okay, so here's the question:
You're going to the end now, aren't
well,
you?
Well, okay, so. Hopper dies.
Yes.
In this scene when it blows up because he's standing right next to it on the
spoilers.
Platform.
Spoilers.
And dude, we've spoiled everything else so far.
Yeah.
So Hopper dies, and then we flash forward essentially 3 months.
Yeah.
And the Byers family is packing up to leave Hawkins.
The Byers family, including 11.
Including 11.
This girl just gets adopted by anybody.
Now, just out of curiosity. How is it the Wheelers don't take her in versus
the Wheelers
Joyce?
Already have enough kids.
They have three.
Yeah.
Well, one of which we never
kids.
See. So
what?
The little one. We don't
we
see her very often.
Like multiple times this season.
Just a couple.
She
I don't think she
was a baby
talked.
In the last two seasons.
Oh, yeah, she was, wasn't she?
Yeah. So it's like she's like
4 or 5.
4 or 5. Because yeah. She literally like sees the Mind Flayer moving
oh, that's right.
The trees.
Look, Mommy, the trees.
Like, Mommy, the trees.
And she's like, shut up. I'm looking at Billy.
No,
I know.
Mommy like felt guilty at that point.
Shut up! I'm thinking about Billy in the hotel rendezvous.
That,
didn't
was
happen.
A disturbing scene when Billy when she's in there and like Billy's like already starting to transform.
Oh yeah.
And has that moment in his head where he slaps her against the right. And I'm like, did that just really happen? And then they show her and I'm like, damn, why didn't that really just happen?
Because you can't do Mrs. Wheeler like that.
That totally would have made it more like dramatic for the Wheeler kids to like, you know, come after the mind
flare. So well, what's funny too is like it's the '80s, right? So the kids are just out until whenever.
Sure. Yeah.
And you know, so how long
mom was not worried about these kids.
How long would it take Mike to realize his mom was missing?
Well, you know.
Days.
Yeah.
So anyway,
how long would it have taken Mr. Wheeler to notice that his wife was missing?
I don't think he would have noticed.
He would have been sleeping in a chair somewhere. He had more to do this season than he's ever had.
He absolutely
to do, and
I'm has.
Like, dang, God.
He was awake. That was the weird thing.
The sad thing is he looks like who does he look like?
Oh, Marshall from How I Met Your Mother.
No. I've never watched How I Met Your Mother. Who does he look like from Game of Thrones?
Oh, the Red Viper.
Yes! I'm like, at first I thought, wow, without his glasses, is that actually, what's his name?
Well, they
like,
have his hair all greased out, and, you know, he
doesn't look anything like, but I'm like, man, they could play twin brothers on a show. He was in 21 Jump Street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so they're packing up the buyer's house to move out of Hawkins, and I don't remember they said where they were going.
Nobody threw Christmas lights into the trailer.
No.
Like, literally, you didn't see Christmas lights get thrown into a box or nothing. And I'm like, that's some bullcrap right there.
Christmas lights
like,
are
if
fundamental
be,
to
if
this
I'm gonna
show.
If I'm going to be one nitpicky thing, I'm going to say, when you're packing up the house, I should have seen those Christmas lights just get thrown in a box.
Just
the,
like
the
casually.
String,
yeah.
of lights that she used.
Yeah, just casually
just
thrown,
casually
into
thrown
the box.
In a box. Yeah. And been like, nobody said anything about it or anything like that. But it should have just been a thing. Yeah.
So we kind of glossed over the L Mike thing.
What? It's just. It's
but a, well, with Hopper, because Hopper kept yelling for her to keep the door 3 inches open.
Which is what always happens if
and,
you were like young and you
oh,
were
yeah.
dating somebody.
And she kept closing it with her mind.
Right, yeah.
And so there was that. And so then he threatens Mike in the car, which was hilarious. And Mike had no idea how to deal with that. So he just did what any teenage boy would do and be terrified.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Hopper went to Joyce to figure out what to do about these two and like how to talk to them. And he actually wrote it down.
Yeah.
Which was really cool because he wrote it down and then completely went off script when the time
right.
came.
And then he died and she reads it and we hear his voice.
And so
know.
I'm hoping he's dead.
Yeah.
Because if he's not, that kind of devalidates all of that and makes it less special.
So I don't think it does. But I think what is interesting is if he was smart, which Hopper is smart, he would have jumped into the Upside Down before he got disintegrated.
So, and I've heard this. This is a theory I've heard, that he's in the Upside Down right now.
Well, and I don't think he is if you look at the stinger at the end.
Well, and so... the whole idea of like Back to the Future being so prominent,
yeah,
is that he's back in time.
Oh, like he fell in
like
time.
Like he fell through time.
No.
So
I don't go with all that.
We'll
but,
see.
Yeah.
That's just a Reddit thing, but yeah, it's well, you know, it's we're gonna send someone to the cage. Oh well, what about the American? Not the American, and they send some random Russian. Prisoner
next to the American.
Next to the American, to the cage, and a Demogorgon comes out.
A what comes
the
out?
Demogorgon.
Demogorgon.
What'd I say?
Demogorgon, like it's Demi Moore's kid with
yeah,
a Gorgon.
Right.
Demi Moore and a Gorgon had a kid named a Demogorgon.
Yeah, right.
Demogorgon.
Demogorgon. Whatever. The Demogorgon comes out, and that's how we end the season.
Yeah.
So here's,
but it was a nicer, sleeker, newer looking Demogorgon.
It was like it had been maybe genetically manipulated.
He wasn't like dirty, and he was kept clean.
Well, he got a bath. He got a regular bath.
Yeah, it looks like he probably did. He was fed well,
mm-hmm.
and that he didn't have any complaints. He gave it a 4-star on the Travel Advisor. That the Russian gulag.
his Yelp review of the Russian gulag is just fantastic.
Yeah, Yelp reviews.
If you have to be a prisoner somewhere,
yeah,
I highly recommend.
The Russian gulag. They feed me humans very often.
Delicious humans.
Most of them scream.
Russian humans.
I enjoy when they scream. They probably fed them some Americans. They just wanted didn't want to feed them that American.
Well, yeah. So there's Bob. There's two. Yeah, it's Bob. Bob is in there. Bob didn't die.
Elijah Wood's in there.
With the ring.
We're going to start casting all the characters.
They want us to think it's Hopper.
It's Keanu Reeves.
But it could also be Matthew Modine's character.
Did he die?
No.
He didn't die.
So they could have got him because...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Of how prevalent he was with the superpowered kids. Did he? We never saw the body.
Demi Gorgon killed him.
No.
Well, maybe he came through the portal that they opened. What's a Demi Gorgon then?
Anyway. But, so I don't know. I don't think they're killing David Harbour, especially because there's only one season left.
Matthew Modine died. But
I don't think they showed the body, and this is a show where if you don't see the body, they're not dead.
Well, then David Harbour isn't dead, and neither is Terminator.
Yeah. No, we saw Terminator hit the thing and explode because he monkey flipped him into it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He blew the machine up.
Yeah, he's what blew it up and caused Harbour.
David Harbour didn't die, then he just became Hellboy.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I
was thinking.
That's it. He totally this went into the upside
he's
down,
come
and now
back,
he's going to become
and he's
going to
have the big fist and the gun. And
damn.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Crossover.
Yes.
The prequel you never knew you wanted.
The sequel you never asked for.
Stranger
but
Things.
That comes out. Hellboy's coming out in a couple weeks.
It's out
should
on,
be on digital,
digital already. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like $14.99.
Nah. Get it on Black Friday, probably.
It's a that's a $4.99 or
that's
99 cent rental.
That's an
maybe.
add on Black Friday list so, type thing.
Or better yet, that's just a wait till it hits HBO to watch.
I don't know. It's still Hellboy. I mean, it can't be totally terrible. It's got Mila Jovovich in it, so I enjoy her.
She did not get great reviews for that movie, though.
I don't read reviews,
so, yeah,
because then I'm wasting my time reading reviews and not seeing the movie.
Sure.
I'll judge a movie for myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll look at reviews after I watch the movie to see if I'm not in the wrong gamer.
So, how many scoops of USS Butterscotch do you give this season?
What the hell is the USS Butterscotch?
The ice
that
cream.
Was like
that
the
was like
bucket
the
that they gave
so,
them.
So, they have the USS Butterscotch. So, okay. So, they went all out with the tie-ins for this movie.
Sure, yeah.
Or the
why
show.
Not?
So this is like one of the few shows that Netflix owns outright. Like they own all the media to it, the games, toys, paraphernalia,
sure, they're,
whatnot.
They're selling everything.
So you can get the flavors at Baskin Robbins right now, and
really?
Then you can also get them at like Target and Kroger and all these places.
Oh, they're selling them like
yeah. And so USS Butterscotch is one Kroger? Of the flavors. Maybe Kroger,
really?
I don't know. But.
I don't know.
You would know that better than I would.
I don't think so, but okay.
But I know they have it at Target, and there was no USS Butterscotch. It was
Mickey
just the mint.
Mickey Premium Bar that they're supposed to be like. Yeah, Mickey Premium Bars are supposed to be at local stores.
I don't know what a Mickey Premium Bar is.
Have you not ever been to Disneyland or Disney World?
I have.
Right. You've seen the ice cream bar on the stick?
Yeah,
Mickey Premium Bar.
Okay. I didn't know that was what it was called.
Well, that's what they call it. That's what the fans call it.
The fans.
Yeah. 8. Yeah. 7.5, 8.
I was thinking 7.5.
Yeah.
But
there's things, you know. But like I said, this was probably the best season so far. And there's only one more season left.
Right.
That's fine.
So
they're all busy doing other stuff. So.
Well, I mean, and the other thing too is like these kids have grown.
Millie Bobby Brown will be in Kong versus Godzilla, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The character that she played and the characters that Kyle Chandler and Vera Farmiga played could carry over and be like continuing characters. So I'd like to see that.
That'd
I
be
think
cool.
That they were fun characters, like, you know, fun in their tragedy of their characters.
I still have to see that. I never did get out to
and
see
then,
that.
And then if she is in the Eternals, she's playing Angelina Jolie's daughter.
Yeah.
Because they kind of look alike.
Kind of.
Or she's playing a young Angelina Jolie,
oh.
Which is possible too, I guess. Everybody's like, if she's showing up in this, that means there's a giant creature in it. Galactus. I'm like, nah, you're reading too much in it. There'll be giant creatures in it, because if it's the Eternals, it's taking place in the past.
It's 1,000 years in the past.
And it's going to be all the stuff you've seen in Guardians of the Galaxy when Collector shows them the history of the stones.
Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
We're going to see the nowhere creature, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll get maybe something of that.
The Celestials, right? That's what they were
Celestials.
Called.
So, I mean, the Eternals is being set up to, you know, carry over into the regular universe and that, but it's 1,000 years in the past.
Well, it's being set, like, kind of like, it's setting up the future of the cosmic MCU.
We're going to find out in a week, or not even a week, this weekend, we're going to find out everything that's going on.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
Wait, who isn't?
Yeah, they're all there now. Everybody, like,
Marvel deciding to come?
DC's not in Hall H, is what I heard, because they don't have any movies to really, like, push. And that, but Marvel's in Hall H.
Speaking of DC, and I know
there's
you don't
a lot of
care.
First at this one,
yeah.
Like, I think Ghost Adventures is doing their first panel ever at San Diego.
I know there's a big 20th anniversary Farscape thing going on.
Yeah, well, it's the 50th anniversary of San Diego.
Yeah. So DC, I know you don't care about it.
Yeah.
But I watched the Batwoman trailer.
Yeah,
hard pass.
Yeah,
it just like
I think I tried to watch it and just was like, what's going on?
So here? Like Supergirl like kind of made Superman look dumb, and like, you know, just not.
Oh, you mean
Superman?
Like the Superman character that showed up in it, which I think I seen him in one episode
where they made he was that. Actually a pretty decent Superman.
I haven't made it that far into it that, you know, Supergirl like
so,
you know,
but yeah. So anyway, in the trailer. Like, Batman just, like, left and gave up on Gotham.
So they're doing Birds of Prey without Birds of Prey.
The Birds of Prey TV show.
Yes, exactly.
But Batman died in that, remember?
No, he left.
I thought he died.
No. Catwoman died.
Okay.
And Huntress was born.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. So they're essentially doing the Birds of Prey from the old UPN. But then it's all like the guy is like, oh, well,
that
you
was
can't.
WB.
Was it WB?
Yeah, that was pre-UPN.
No, UPN was before WB. No, they joined to become the CW. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So anyway, the guy's like, "Oh, you can't touch that suit. It's perfect." And she's like, "It is. It will be when it's made for a girl." And it's like, "Come on." Like,
have you seen the new suit that Supergirl is wearing?
No.
They should change that show to Superwoman.
Yeah. Is it more like?
It's more
Power Girl, Superwoman look.
It's that thing where it's like the skirt. The short skirt and the, you know, that thing to me, that's like Supergirl, but now she's wearing like pants and it's like a pantsuit type thing. Like it's one whole piece.
Okay.
It looks like, and I'm like, they should just call her Superwoman now, unless there is a Superwoman on that show. I don't know. And that, but I'm like, man, it looks awesome too, because her hair is different and everything. She posted it.
I'm looking at it right now. That looks fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, but I made a comment on her post. I said, you know, instead of them calling you Supergirl, they should call you a Superwoman now. Like, because, you know.
So this is kind of like.
She looks more mature somehow. Yeah. Like, with that suit on, she looks more mature.
And with the bangs and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, good for her.
I like it.
So, I still kind of, that show kind of lost me.
But then she's going to die in the crisis and. It won't matter.
No, Superman's going to die in the crisis, and she's going to be holding
him. Arrow's dying in the crisis, and Flash will be holding him.
Mm.
That's the way that's going to happen.
Arrow's going to run real fast and disintegrate.
Well, the Flash supposedly is disappearing,
yeah,
but he'll be back. He disappears a lot.
Yeah, he does that.
He runs fast.
That's his superpower. He disappears.
Yeah, so
Did you watch
the preview for The Kingsman?
I have not yet. I saw that was out.
That looks cool.
So I'm a fan of both of those movies.
And this is a prequel.
It is.
But Ralph
Fiennes
is
in it. It's the first.
Yeah. When I see Ralph Fiennes, I'm like,
well, yeah.
I'm good. I'm good with this.
Ralph Fiennes is in
this? I'm totally good with this.
And then what about the girl from Captain Marvel being the new 007?
That's okay.
Yeah. I don't really care.
If he retired, which I haven't watched Spectre, but if he retired, then it's like, somebody's got to fill that number in.
So,
I didn't know she was British, though.
So. You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew that. I watched Spectre up until the point where Batista's character died.
Okay.
and then just turned it off because it was so stupid.
Oh.
Like, Batista was literally the only thing I liked about it. I
haven't had the, you know, inclination to watch it. Yeah. Bond movies are kind of one of those ones where it's like, unless you're suffering from a knee injury and have nothing else to watch.
Right.
Like, literally, when I hurt my knee a few years ago, I watched every single James Bond movie that had been produced up until that point. In order.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, cool. You know? Because I think I had bought them all, like, during a Black Friday deal. Sure. And that.
Oh,
and like,
we found some of them. Yeah, yeah, we were going around looking for those.
Yeah, it was like $5 a movie. And I'm like, 16 movies, that's not bad. Back then, when it was 16 movies,
yeah.
It was like 70 bucks for 16 movies.
I don't think you even paid $70 for it.
Well, like, totaled out when I paid for all of them, it was that much. But, yeah, I'm like, you know, Bond movies are hit and miss, but they're all fun
in some way
or another.
They're, yeah.
Spectre, I just haven't watched.
Spectre was just bad.
Yeah.
It was trying to be something that I don't think it knew how to be.
So, you know, if this one goes the way it's going to go, then that's fine. I don't get, I'm not a person who gets angry by them changing stuff.
Yeah.
Unless it's so drastic that you're like, wait, that ruins the story altogether.
So we've talked like, that 007 is a agent, call sign.
Well, right. And that's where I'm like, they missed the boat on that one by explaining that every single James Bond was just a name.
Right.
And that, you know, it's like, that's not his real name.
And even as a woman, her name can still be
James Bond. Right.
Because, like, you've got, what, James King and,
right,
you know,
yeah.
like all
Jamie
that stuff.
King
so,
yeah.
That,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway. All right, last thing before we go. We got a text in our text chain, I think it was yesterday, about the new HasLabs.
Oh, Unicron?
Unicron.
I thought we were going to talk about Cookie Monster.
I think the Cookie Monster looks kind of cool. I'm not going to spend $300 on it. But
you
know. I think it's neat. The eyes move, which is kind of creepy.
I don't think that would get funded, but
no.
You know.
So
if it does, because it is a Muppet character,
yeah.
and like,
and it's
know.
The 50th anniversary of Sesame Street and all
right.
that stuff. So the Unicron, though, you had pointed out, it's got over 50 bits of articulation, right?
It's more than two foot tall.
So, like that Voltron up there.
I mean, if you've seen the barge, you've
yeah.
seen the barge.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
barge.
I've seen the barge.
I mean, the people who've seen the sail barge. And that purchased the sail barge, the people who purchased the sail barge, if they're Transformers fans, I'm sure they've already put their money down
yeah.
for this. But if you are a Transformers fan and not a Star Wars fan, and you're on the fence about this, find your Star Wars friend, ask them if they got the sail barge, look at it, and then you're going to know that if you have the money, you're going to spend the money.
So, because it's just under $600.
It's $574.99.
Yeah. So, so just under 600. yeah. So, and it's
just
like,
under 600 to me is like $595.99.
Okay. So if you aren't familiar, it's just like Kickstarter. You put your money in, and if it's funded, once it hits that date, then they charge you.
Yeah.
So, which I had said back
well,
to you.
I don't know what Kickstarter is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how Kickstarter works because I've never done it.
Yeah,
but
I wasn't
like,
recommending you like save money to buy it when I told you that. I was just letting you know that's how it worked because Casey was kind of vague.
No, I got it. But, I was just the only question was like, do they charge you when you know it goes into processing, like when they're being manufactured?
Yeah.
And that's
so
like,
in
that's
like a
happen-
month or 2 months or whatever,
whenever
it, is,
it
so.
Ends.
But you have funds earmarked for other things.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Adult things.
So. Uh-oh. Disneyland.
Bills to pay.
Disney World.
But yeah, it's one of those things where it is an awesome piece, but unless like I had $600 drop into my lap that was like, just do what you want with it.
Right.
Which has happened in my life.
Sure.
So it could happen. But unless that happens, it's like, I don't need it.
I mean, there's
Omega Supreme is coming, and he's $150, and he's a foot and a half tall.
Okay.
Jetfire should be out or is
I've
coming
seen
out.
Jetfire.
Yeah, and Jetfire is a foot tall, and he's like $80.
Okay.
So I'm like, just because it's like 2 foot tall and has like 50 points of articulation, $575 seems pretty extreme unless you're including like planets for him to eat. You know, or he actually can eat a planet.
Well,
he can process the food, you know, process the planet through him. You know, it's like, yeah, he transforms into the planet, which looks cool.
And there's some Sharkticons in there.
Just like the Transformers movie.
Right.
And that, but I'm like, you know, it's still one of those things where I'm like, I'm not spending $575 on this. I know people who are, but you know.
Did Rob already put his money down?
That's exactly And I'll go see it.
Yeah.
And I
see,
you know,
that's the thing is you've got people who have these things where you don't have to buy them. You can
just
go look
at
them.
And they'll be like, that's cool. So I'm going to take some pictures of it. And it's like, you know, that's all what I do.
I mean, where would you even put it?
Oh, he would
no,
be
you.
On display.
Where would you put it?
There's a place in my house where I could display him. Like, but I would display him as the planet.
Yeah.
And that,
that's
so,
why you need two.
You know.
One is the planet. And one
there's
is
somebody out there that's justifying that to themselves, I'm sure. But yeah, I would definitely like display him as the planet because he looks cool. And he looks cool as a robot, but the planet, it's like, you know, the ring and everything.
I think the thing
it.
About the robot is just kind of the wings.
Yeah.
Like the skeletal wings.
Yeah.
I feel like those would get broken really easy.
I don't know.
But
depends on what they are made of. I mean, this is the thing where it's like, you know, for the people who were like getting their pitchforks and torches ready to go to Hasbro about Cookie Monsters, like they balanced it out, but I don't think they really had this planned out that well. I think they did it because of all the guff that was
happening. All the Cookie Monster backlash.
Yeah, the backlash for Cookie Monster.
Which, you know, here's the thing.
The thing with Cookie Monster is he should be a puppet.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, if you're spending that much money, that $300 in that, he should be an authentic Sesame Street-like puppet where you can put your hand up in him and you can play Cookie Monster.
But still with that cool exoskeleton that's inside of him.
Yeah, sure.
So.
But, I mean, that's the thing is, like, or he should talk. Put a sound chip in him.
Yeah.
If they haven't planned it already, put a sound chip in him. You know? Yeah, he comes with some cookies, but...
Me, I'm cookie.
Yeah. But I'm like, you know...
Maybe he should be able to eat and process cookies.
They got
to
look at everything that they've got that they own or have the rights to.
Right.
They own G.I. Joe. They own Transformers. That is a Hasbro-owned property. I mean, Power Rangers is a Hasbro-owned property now. They bought it. So, I mean...
Oh, we're getting some sort of Zord HasLab thing.
They have the rights to Sesame Street. They do not have the rights to the Muppets. The Muppets is one of those gray areas because Disney, you know, produces a lot of that stuff. And that, so, I mean, it wasn't a bad idea to do a Cookie Monster. It's just out of left park. Like, hey, we did the barge and everybody loved it. We're doing Sesame Street next. What?
You know what people love just as much as Star Wars who visit our site?
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
Because you know what you can do with that Cookie Monster? You could have it attack the sail barge.
Me want cookie barge.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think if they would have made it Elmo, that would have been a bigger issue.
I don't think Elmo would have been a big deal.
But
like Elmo would have been like people would have been pumped for Elmo.
What about
because
a
lot of
bird?
The generation that's younger now that can spend that money, are the ones who grew up with Elmo.
Yeah.
So, you know, the 20, 30 somethings. That's Elmo. That's the Elmo crowd right there.
I guess,
yeah. What would be the big deal about Elmo?
I don't know.
Kevin Clash?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Clash hasn't been Elmo for years.
But just because there's so many, like, Tickle Me Elmos and stuff out there already.
Yeah, well, you know.
Just a little overkill.
I would have... Okay.
I think they should have done Big Bird, but that's just me.
So if we went with Sesame Street characters, if you had to pick a Sesame Street character, a single character as this HasLab, who would it have been?
Oscar the Grouch.
No.
Who?
The
or
Count.
Big Bird.
The Count.
The Count would be a good one, too.
The Oscar would be too hard because then you have to have the garbage can. Then you've got a $500 Sesame Street figure because they would have to include a garbage can. And
well, but he's part of the garbage can, right? Like, he doesn't have to come out.
Then,
that's all.
That's the thing. It's like, no, he's not. He's a puppet inside of a garbage can.
Well, I'm saying it's the toy they could do it.
No, that would have been chintzy.
Oh.
If I, you know, for $300, I want the figure to come out.
Or do you do Big Bird? Like, you know... Big Bird makes sense.
No,
because
Big Bird's
going
to be life-size.
Life-size Big Bird.
Big Bird should be 6 foot tall.
I want a 7 foot Big Bird.
Yeah, exactly.
In my office here.
You know what I totally would have done if I was HasLab? I would have put up Snuffleupagus, but not put a picture of him up. Like, the next HasLab is Snuffleupagus.
But he's 3¾ inch.
But you don't even show him anything. You don't even show him. Like, he doesn't really exist.
Grimace.
No, I think if they would have, like, gave people a choice, they would have jumped on Oscar. They would have jumped on Elmo. My choice would have been the Count. Because I'm a fan of toys, as we know.
What?
And the thing about it is at this point in my life, I think of it as, you know, the cross-selling of toys, too.
Yeah.
The Count's a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
So horror people would have been jumping on that just because the Count. It's a vampire, right, too. Right. So, you know, but Cookie Monster's cool.
Yeah.
If it gets financed, I want to see it, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to see it and be like, oh, hey, Cookie Monster, how you doing?
I'm going to have to go to Hasbro for this stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will have it somewhere.
I don't know anybody who would do that one. I don't really know, like, off the top of my head.
No?
But, you know, there's always somebody, so it would show up at a convention.
Oh, yeah. That's like, you know, I mean, that's where I've seen the barge, because I didn't go over to Casey's.
Right. That's true.
So that reminds me. I got to make sure I bring that patch to Billy.
Who else did I see? So, I've seen two barges recently. Somebody else had a barge, I think, that cool. I've seen.
All right. One last bit before we go. Congrats to Mike from Mike's Vintage. He's going to be opening up a new location soon.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful spot in the Oregon district. So. Go to his Facebook page, Mike's Vintage Toys.
He announced a sale
and check it out
for the store closing.
Yeah.
So
that'll be really exciting. That's a good thing for him.
We'll see him this weekend at the Ohio Toy
and
Comic Show.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this,
it's already happened.
We saw you at the Ohio Toy and Comic Book Show and it was very nice to meet you.
Wow. You're just like cutting to the chase there.
Just right there. Yeah. So, all right. Anything else?
It was nice not seeing you because I wasn't at the table the whole time.
Well, you got to run and get me people to talk to. That's
your
job.
You should already have people to talk to.
So, anywho.
You want to talk to the Boss Fight guys, so you're going to have to get them. You're going to have to go talk to them on Friday and see if you can talk to them early.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I'm sure they'll be busy.
So.
And that. So, I mean, you know, get enough content for two episodes. Well, you have Sarah and Joe.
We'll have Sarah and Joe.
You have the What's on Joe Mind people.
Billy and Josh.
Yeah. Aaron will sit down at some point. Yep. So, you know.
So we'll grab
we'll talk to Rob.
We'll grab some of the toy people.
Yeah. Because Rob will be there with Lunar Crypt.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I mean, you have the Sphero people. Mm-hmm. And
the World of War.
Maybe Aaron will get you Morgan Lofting.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That'd be kind of cool.
So, you'd sit down and talk to her.
Should be a good time.
So, yeah, it'll be fun.
I just wanted to talk to me as Baroness the whole time. I don't.
Not as Black Cat?
I want to interview you as Baroness, and we're going to have a discussion about the, you know, cultural impact of Cobra on the governmental stratosphere.
Did you read that G.I. Joe comic from a couple years ago where Cobra Commander had died? And the new Cobra Commander was being named, and what it was is the Cobras did a competition to see who could kill the most Joes.
I know about it.
I think I talked to you about it.
Like
maybe,
one of the competitors was Snake Eyes.
Right. Right. It was so cool because she was like manipulating everybody.
Yeah.
And then she got like 20 G.I. Joes in one spot and just wiped them out. Well, like, you know, it was really cool. So, all right. On that note, we'll talk to you guys later.
Out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
The FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.